Good morning. Welcome to Given the Boot. This is CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull, here until 9:30 this morning to play some Italian music for you. I have a little bit of Andrea Paro, the Sardinian voice who is has this fantastic CD with Aldo Meola and Fausto Beccolossi on accordion, who will be here to perform next Monday for the Jazz Fest. Got some other guitar music by Franco Morone, a little bit of vocal music from Farwalla, female group from Bari, all sorts of good stuff. So stick with me until 9:30 here on Give 'Em the Boot.
Amado coro, annudava resa, bella. ci sono, che scagliente imperatore, scagliente mi d'argento, cavallo 400, non chiovere, non chiovere, non chiovere, non chiovere, non chiovere, non chiovere, caccia i ramover, a muovere l'Ucrana, rimasta Giuliana, masta, masta e masta, che manna in cena priesta, che scende masta e tiesta, e con le lanze, con le spade, e con la uscita accompagnata. Non chiover, non chiover, non chiover, non chiover. Sono a sola zampugnella, che t'accatta alla funella, la funella di scarlata, si non sonde rompe la capa. 150, tutta la notte canta, canta viola, rumasta di scuola. Masta, masta e masta, che manna cena resta, che scinna masta e diesta, e con le lanze, con le spade, e con la uscina accompagnata. Esce, sola, esce, sola, esce, sola, non chiovere, non chiovere, non chiovere, non chiovere, non chiovere, non chiovere,
That was Luca Rossi with a little song called Esce Sole, him playing the tamburello and singing there. And he's based in Bologna in Caserta. You can find out info on his MySpace page, Luca Rossi, Mamma Tamora. And it's just, I just happened to come across his website on MySpace the other day looking for tamburello players, and it's just a great thing. You can find out all this sort of music. Anyway, ti saluto Luca, se stai ascoltando. Allora, quindi benvenuti a Given the Boot, sono le 8:15, io sono Linda Bull e qui siete con me ad ascoltare un po' di musica italiana. Abbiamo sentito per iniziare Riccardo Tesi dal suo ultimo disco, vabbè, uno degli ultimi dischi poi, Presente Remoto, un brano che è diventato, diciamo, la sigla del programma, si chiama Accorsa, con la partecipazione di Daniele Seppel, grande sassofonista napoletano. E poi Andrea Parodi e Aldi Meola dal disco Midsummer Night in Sardinia. Un bellissimo pezzo, che è un pezzo storico sardo religioso, che si chiama No potò risposare, non posso riposare, cantato dal grande cantante sardo Andrea Parodi, ormai scomparso da qualche anno. Aldi Meola viene invece lunedì prossimo, viene a suonare qui al Center for the Performing Arts, che fa parte del Vancouver International Jazz Festival, insieme al suo gruppo che si chiama New World Sinfonia. E fa parte di questo gruppo anche il grande fisarmonicista Fausto Beccalossi, di cui vi ho fatto sentire nelle ultime settimane. E magari vi faccio sentire anche un altro pezzo da questo bel disco, anche se la registrazione non è un granché, i pezzi sono belli. Allora, poi Franco Morone, un chitarrista italiano, fingerstyle guitarist, dal suo disco Strana Landia, un brano che si chiama Cavalieri di Rohan. Quindi un po' di musica per chitarra e poi un po' di musica per un po' di percussione, diciamo. E andiamo poi ad un gruppo del sud che si chiama Addosso agli Scalini, un disco che si chiama Piripicchio, e poi Piripicchio era il nome in arte di Michele Genovese, che era un personaggio mitico, nato nel 1907 e morto nel 1980. E hanno scritto questa canzone in ricordo a lui, i membri del gruppo Addosso agli Scalini, e credo che loro vengano da Bari, almeno comunque sono della zona lì, della Puglia. Ecco, Piripicchio, Addosso agli Scalini.
se ne vene piripicchia va vestuto come un pinguin. Mo caveno a mamette mezzo shake, mo caveni un jubileir. Je diceva dosse cande, dosse balle, je diceva sin de figlie zombe fresche. Je diceva dosse cande, dosse balle, je diceva sin de figlie file dritte. Drete ci cacciava con un bastoncino, mo cavene piripicchi, già madeno cannelicchi. Ci diceva la mazzata che so avuto, ci diceva la mazzata che so dato. Dosse cande, dosse balle per la sciornata, sin de figlie file dritte. Nu zombe frische, già lassate nu belle shake. Dosse cande, dosse balle per la scernata, sin de figlie file dritte. Dosse cande, dosse balle, ci diceva sin de figlie zombe fresche. Ci diceva dosse cande, dosse balle, ci diceva fresca, 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 fresca,
e sputa da una parte il miele, mastica e sputa dall'altra la cera, mastica e sputa prima che venga neve. Luce, luce lontana, più bassa delle stelle, sarà la stessa mano che ti accende e ti spegne. Thank you. visto Nina volare tra le corde dell'altalena. Un giorno la prenderò come fa il vento alla schiena. E se lo sa mio padre, dovrò cambiare paese. Se mio padre lo sa, mi imbarcherò sul mare. Mastica e sputa da una parte il miele, mastica e sputa dall'altra la cera. Mastica e sputa prima che faccia neve. Notte è venuta l'ombra, l'ombra che mi fa il verso. Le ho mostrato il coltello e la mia maschera di gelso. E se lo sa mio padre, mi metterò in cammino. Se mio padre lo sa, mi imbarcherò lontano. Mastica e sputa da una parte la cera. Mastica e sputa dall'altra parte il miele, mastica e sputa prima che metta neve. Ho visto Nina volare tra le corde dell'altalena. Un giorno la prenderò come fa il vento alla schiena. Luce, luce lontana che si accende e si spegne. Quale sarà la mano che illumina le stelle? Mastica e sputa prima che venga
che coro meu quando tu è asa tornare. Che male, thank you. melodie. Canto tue asa torrare.
That is the unmistakable voice of Andrea Parodi, featured there on an album called Midsummer Night in Sardinia, which is an album featuring Aldo Meola, amongst others. But it was a coming together of Aldo Meola, I think was... I think how it started was he was doing some shows, maybe in Sardinia, came across, met Andrea Parodi, decided to do some music together. They put together this group. There have a couple of different people that you've probably heard me play on this show before. Of course, the voice of Andrea Parodi, the guitar of Aldo Meola, and also featuring many illustrious musicians, including Gavino Morgia on sax, Leonidas, and a whole bunch of other ethnic instruments of Sardinia. He is a Sardinian musician of great note who's done lots of recording with many of the most famous Sardinian musicians, Elena Leda, Mauro Palmas, lots of others. Featuring Fausto Beccalossi on accordion and whistling, and also the percussion of Gumbi Ortiz and Roberto Dani on drums. Roberto Dani also played drums with the Simone Guiducci Gramalot Ensemble. Electric guitar of Gianluca Corona, and Peo Alfonsi on the classical guitar. In fact, there is this group called the Trio Amentos, who are made up of Peo Alfonsi, Fausto Beccalossi, and the double bassist Salvatore Maiore, a wonderful trio. And so it's a really interesting album put together from this live concert, and that song was called Armentos. The one we heard earlier was No Poto Reposare, which is a famous religious song everyone in Sardinia knows. And if you're interested in hearing a little bit of what this might sound like, although unfortunately without the voice of Andrea Parodi, but Aldo Meola's New World Sinfonia will be playing at the Vancouver International Jazz Festival next Monday night at the Centre for the Performing Arts here in Vancouver. I'm really excited to be going to that and to be able to see the... wonderful New World Sinfonia playing with Aldo Meola. Check out the Jazz Fest website. It's www.coastaljazz.ca. If you want to find out more info, you can buy tickets online. Before that Armentos track, we heard, of course, from the classic and wonderful and someone who I never get tired of listening to, Fabrizio De André, the songwriter from Genoa who passed away 10 years ago this year, and there have been a lot of anniversary concerts and remembrances of Fabrizio De André's life this year in Italy and elsewhere. The track was called Ho visto Nina Volare, I Saw Nina Fly, and it's from the album Anime Salve. Actually, in September, I'll be presenting a film at the Italian... It's a documentary, actually, about Fabrizio De André called FDA, and it's going to be at the Italian Institute of Culture. The date's yet to be finalized, but sometime in September I'll let you know about it. It's a documentary about the music and life of Fabrizio De André, one of Italy's best, most loved and best singer-songwriters from Genoa. Started off that set with Addosso agli Scalini from their album Piripicchio, and it was a track of the same name. You're listening to Give 'Em the Boot. It is 8:40 here at CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull, and this is an hour and a half of Italian music. I hope that some of you are out there listening. It's always nice to hear from people. If you want to give me a call in the studio, 604-822-2487. Don't forget, you can also listen online at CITR's website, www.citr.ca. And if you want to listen to the podcast of this show, they go back for quite some time, and you can click on the schedules and podcasts link on the website, and it'll take you to Given the Boots page, and from there you can just click on the links of the different shows, and you can either listen right there and then, or you can actually subscribe to the podcast. It's also on iTunes, in the iTunes store, the podcast. You can actually subscribe to it that way as well. Of course, Given the Boot has a MySpace page too, and if you want to check out the music that, you know, some musician or group that you heard and you like, I'll probably have a link to it on my MySpace page. So it's myspace.com/givetheboot, and my email address is also givetheboot@gmail.com. Whew, a lot of info there. Okay, well, thanks everyone for listening in this morning. I'm going to play you a little bit more music. I've got a whole bunch of different stuff today. I wanted to play a little bit of clarinet for you, a little bit of klezmer, a little bit of a couple of different types. There's a wonderful clarinetist, is actually multi-instrumentalist, but he's very well known as a clarinetist. His name is Francesco Banchini, and he put an album together for Felme a few years ago. In 2007, this came out. It's called Bakshish, and all of the tracks are written by Francesco except three, which are traditional tracks. And this one here is called Venti di Montagna. This is Francesco Banchini, Bakshish.
Connect is a brand new service that offers a variety of ways for you to get connected to your campus, your city, and your world. We provide online listings of local volunteer opportunities and internship placements that allow you to gain valuable job experience and explore your passions outside of the classroom. The Connect office also facilitates volunteer placements abroad. Do stuff, get involved. For more information, call 604-822-9268 or you can go to their website at www.ams.ubc.ca/vex.
Come on, pretty baby. Leave tonight for the TD Canada Trust Vancouver International Jazz Festival. From June 26th to July 5th, enjoy free shows from Gastown to Granville Island. This festival has everything, from live jazz to free workshops at the Tom Lee Music Hall. Hundreds of artists will hit the stage, including the King Khan and Barbecue Show, Pink Martini and Orchestra, and Jose Gonzalez. Visit www.coastaljazz.ca to discover all the hidden gems at the TD Canada Trust Vancouver International Jazz Festival.
One night to be confused, one night to speed up truth.
That's right, don't forget, some great Italian musicians coming to the Vancouver Jazz Festival, including Enrico Rava and Stefano Bollani as a duo, great trumpet and piano duo. They'll be playing the second half of a show, which also features Kurt Elling, at the Centre for the Performing Arts on July the 3rd. Tickets are available online. You can check out coastaljazz.ca. And also, Fausto Beccolossi will be playing accordion with Aldemeola and the New World Symphonia on Monday night, the 29th of June, at the Centre also. And that show is going to feature local Brazilian multi-instrumentalist Celso Machado, so that's a show not to be missed. And other things that are going on around Vancouver, this week is Italian Week, and it's the Italian Cultural Centre's big week of all things Italian. And what's happening tonight, actually, is Tuesday, the 23rd, a musical journey with the Vancouver International Folk Chorus, featuring celebrated arias and melodies at 7:30 in the ballroom of the Italian Cultural Centre. It's free admission. If you want some information, you can contact their office at 604-430-3337. Tomorrow night is Voice of the Night competition, and it's a young performers competition. It's produced and presented by Carmelina Cupo at 7:30 in the ballroom. It's also free. On Thursday night, the Eduardo De Filippo Theatre Group are going to be putting on a show, and the program begins at 7:30, also for free. On Friday night, the Festa delle Regioni Banquet and Dance. It's a traditional closing banquet of the Italian Week with a multi-regional, multi-course menu created by the wonderful chef Lisa Gervais, featuring regional Italian specialties and the award for the Immigrant of the Year. Live music by Gianni Fuoco after dinner. Tickets are $50. For tickets and info, contact the office at 604-430-3337. And then next Monday night, 29th, there's also another of their free Italian movie nights beginning at 7 o'clock in the Museum of the Italian Cultural Centre, Il Caimano. It's a movie about Berlusconi by Nanni Moretti. A once-famous producer of B-movies in the 70s offers a screenplay to The Rai, which is Il Caimano, a screenplay written by the young director Teresa. The film in the film is centred on the figure of Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, a subject so controversial that even the public television refuses to produce it in Italian with English subtitles. And it's sort of funny because, it's funny, it's serious, but Silvio Berlusconi is indeed in lots of doo-doo right now. He is in trouble for having all sorts of young women at his villa in Sardinia, and there's all sorts of scandals regarding minors and women being called for being involved in as call girls and all sorts of things. And of course, the big problem, the thing they probably get nabbed for, and I think it sounds like things are not going well, is that he apparently used the government's planes to transport his friends to party in his villa in Sardinia, which is, not something you should really be doing, using public funds for private purposes. Anyway, we'll see what happens. But if you're interested in what's going on in Italian politics, I'm sure you can. You can't find out by going to any Italian news source, because Berlusconi pretty much owns most of the media and controls the rest of the media that he doesn't own in Italy. So you won't read about this on the Italian news, but you would probably read about it on the BBC or other world news sources. And it's absolutely disgraceful that Italians in their own country can't get the goods on their own prime minister. Anyway, it's 9 o'clock here on Given the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here at UBC in lovely Vancouver. I'm just going to see what else might have been going on in Vancouver that you might want to know about. Oh, that's right. The Pacific Cinematheque is holding a fantastic series of Italian films that is run in conjunction with the Istituto Italiano di Cultura in Vancouver. It's called Signore e Signore, the leading ladies of Italian cinema. I went to see a film the other night with Stefania Sandrelli, which was very interesting. I had never seen anything like it. There's lots of wonderful female actors in this 15 film series, and it spans three decades of filmmaking from 1941 to 1972, featuring people like Sophie Loren, Claudia Cardinale, Giuliette Massina, Anna Magnani, Gina Lollobrigida, Monica Vitti, Silvana Mangano, Mariangela Melato. And all the films are in Italian with English subtitles. So the complete screening, schedule of the screenings, you can check out at the Cinematheque's website. And I highly recommend going to see it. The Pacific Cinematheque is a wonderful venue that is a non-profit organization and run by volunteers. It's a great cinema. I really enjoyed going there the other night, and I'll definitely be seeing some more before the series is over. And other events around, in fact, tonight, the cinema series, which is happening at the Italian Institute of Culture itself, is they're having summer evenings with Italy's most loved police inspector, Montalbano. And they're going to be showing at 6 o'clock at the Italian Institute of Culture a film each from June to September. They're organizing these six episodes of a TV series called Inspector Montalbano. It's a phenomenally successful series of novels by Sicilian writer Andrea Camilleri. In the first episode, Inspector Montalbano has to solve a mystery that begins when a politician is found dead in his car in a very compromising position. Higher-ups want the case closed before there's a public scandal, and Montalbano must fight to obtain a 48-hour extension during which he will manage to solve the mystery. It's from 2000, this series, and it's directed by Alberto Sironi, featuring Luca Zingaretti, Cesare Bocci, Isabel Solman, and it's 111 minutes long in Italian with English subtitles. And that's at the Italian Institute of Culture. Thursday night, what's going on? Theatre performance, entirely in Italian. It's called Non Ti Pago, comedy by Eduardo De Filippo, and that's part of the Italian Cultural Centre's Italian Week. Anyway, all of these things you can find out yourself on the Italian Institute of Culture's website, iicvancouver.esteri.it. Whew, all right. Oh, I wanted to tell you what I was playing. Klezroim is a klezmer band from Italy featuring a wonderful multi-instrumentalist, plays all sorts of wind instruments, clarinet, saxophones. Gabriele Cohen is his name. He's also playing around with Piccola Banda Icona, that group of Stefano Solettis who are touring around the Mediterranean this summer. And you can find out more about him by clicking on his website. I have a link to it on the MySpace page. And before that, Francesco Banchini, Bakshish, Venti di Montagna is the name of the track. Let's continue on with a little bit of world music sounding Italian music. It's a group called Bizantina, and the disc is called Zahir, and this track is Simo.
Simón, gridas tu cora, la marisha que tu adornar o sacho, cá no meu ver, copa esta escolha que me fa guardar. Stu mare amara, o tempo roxo com malo aqui tu oia, e mó, más arrabó como de un pastor interimie. Como que trova casa crira como con ave un zanna casi me viene a parte te. Via e in fondo nascosto tiene ma sulla cosa viva in me.
Mire, така мирева будара
баша венчардаши
кайман гете кела мире така.
On CITR from 8 to 10 a.m., it's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Right, Byzantina is the name of that group that we just heard from at the beginning of that set. Zahir is the album, Simo. Those guys are based in Florence, but there's a whole bunch of world music happening in that group. You can check them out on their MySpace page. Massimo Ferrante, however, is the voice we just heard. And that was a traditional song called La Cesarina from his album Ricordi. Lovely album out on Felmay from 2006. And what else did we hear in there? Oh, yes, we heard. I wanted to dedicate a song to my friend Alessandro in Rome. And the track is Musicanti from Acquaraggio Drom, gypsy music from Italy. In fact, it's music from the gypsy provinces of Italy. And the album was called Zingari, of course. And I now have a real treat. My singer-songwriter friend Luca De Nuzzo, who is from Puglia, from San Severo in Puglia, and who writes and sings his music in his local dialect. He's now based in Rome, has been for many years. He has a new album that's just about to come out. It's not released yet, but he sent me the tracks, which I was very happy to receive. And I'm going to play a track for you now from that new album. And it's called, forgive me, Luca, for the pronunciation, O scrittore contre.
Ieri sera, fuori chioveva, in cielo la luna ci nascondeva. Ieri spianne, stava scrivendo, du gioco du vento, con l'acqua che scende. Sembra teneva, raia da scrivere, come una tempesta che sfugata e varia. E vedeva la vecchia manera quando fra gli uomini discuteva lui. I casera neghim de forumare scriva contro passa comune amare. E se nega, nega contro non da forte, ma non nega parola che è scritta dove. Il se fuori chiove e io giù solo a fa luce o paese ci fa vedere due giorni più che la sera e a notte bella peggio tutti i mestieri chi si scriveva ma chi già sapeva fuori un mondo ci muoveva e spareva solo la realtà più cruda e più verità canta chi vive da paura da secolo ormai. L'hanno scordata, mo caro me se mutanda, camorra, comorra, che governa me te. E beveva vecchia manè, come piozzo per un solo mio lupo palome. Se nega, nega contro nanda forte, vai contro chi come me te paura. Ma non nega parola che è scritto dovere, gli scriva per dovere, perché fuori. Thank you.
una cosa seria, l'educazione in da chiesa, sapreva da mente dice, tamba pochi e
Mm-hmm.